All right, and we're back. First time we've seen David in a really long time.
What feels like a long time on the internet, for sure it does, right?
It's been I mean, for them, yeah, it's been what, since the beginning of January, so
Somewhat, yeah, like around the second week.
yeah, I think
Yeah, no,
so.
if you'd like me to explain where I've been, I've actually, so I've become a venture capitalist is what's happened. I've actually made a lot of money on the stocks. That whole month, I sort of locked myself in a room and was like, all right, let's win big. The whole Wall Street thing, I was in on it. That's why I was like, you know what, let me go make some money, then I'll come back, maybe share some wealth. But I've started a hedge fund for cigarettes, and then funneling money into like lobbyists who fight for the right to have cigarette sales in countries where children from the age of 10 start smoking. But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
It's very hard to keep up a lie, isn't
Yeah, I know, right?
As you're thinking of
Yeah,
it, I
like
can see your the wheels turn and you're like, what else can I
what's the
say?
saying? It's like a no one is good enough to lie or something, because I don't know, something Abraham Lincoln said, right?
That's exactly what he went out there and
Yeah,
said.
something about not being a
Said
liar or
nobody's good
something.
enough
Yeah, he's a lot of
to lie,
important
et
things.
cetera, et cetera.
Talking about Abraham Lincoln, Black History Month, he was the guy who freed the slaves. So that was props to him. But yeah, today
Props.
is Valentine's Day.
Today is, before we get into it, just qu some quick announcements. Well, one, want to thank all our subscribers and viewers who keep joining us every week. We appreciate the support. And if you're new and you like what you hear, you like what you see, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Helps. Also, you're not crazy. It is Monday. We decided to move the RDG show to Monday to get you content quicker because we care. It also makes room on Wednesday for a new podcast, Thinking Out Loud. It's going to be hosted by David and Nick. David, do you want to explain kind of what podcast is going to be about?
So Thinking Out Loud really is gonna be more of a laid back manner in which it's just me and my buddy Nick talking about the things we're into, things going on, without much editing, if any at all. We're gonna do our best to keep it flowing through the whole thing, right? No interruptions. If there are any ads, my goal is to say them at the beginning and then towards, maybe towards the end if there's something else. But the goal is to bring you guys more stuff to watch throughout the week. We know that the week can very much drag on. So we're, trying to figure out how to move and sort of evolve with our content. So with this, I hope that it's going to be more something you can just listen to in the background, some good banter. We might not have a topic list for that day, and if we do, we'll go over it, but not there won't be much of a script. It'll be, just a couple of friends hanging out and chopping it up is really the goal for this show slash podcast. We're still debating on whether or not we want to make it long, short. If you guys like what you hear, please let us know if you want it longer, if you want it shorter, like if you feel like, you like listening to us and you're like, I want more. Well, then we'll give you more, right? We'll give you what you want. That's what's about what you want. And yeah, like,
Appropriate words on Valentine's
of
Day.
course, yes. And I don't know if you want to talk to them a little bit more about what we've been working on in regards to streaming and stuff like that.
We'll save all that for the end because I really want to get into today's
Okay,
list,
yeah.
little topics that we got. But yes, we do have a lot more content coming out. We have a lot of stuff that we're working on, but obviously we're still kind of brainstorming and seeing how we can give it to you in the best format and best quality as possible.
Yes.
But you will be seeing more videos from us, more content that you can see and enjoy, hopefully.
Yes.
But let's dive right into it. I literally just want to breeze through this one because we did cover it back last month, early last month, when the attack on the Capitol happened. And now, yesterday, which was Saturday evening, it was announced that Trump was acquitted on impeachment charges of inciting the attack on the Capitol, which now he becomes the first president to be acquitted twice.
Wasn't he impeached for once already?
They attempted.
He was acquitted?
And he was acquitted of that.
Talking about living rent-free, huh?
This dude has survived everything at
COVID.
This point.
He survived COVID. Yeah. He survived everything. Yeah, it's funny to me that like we're still talking about him even though he's long gone, right? It's even,
yes,
I don't really like, obviously we're not going to spend too much time on it. For me, I kept up with it for like a minimum of like 30 seconds only to say that like this is the most ridiculous procedure they're going through. Like they're doing this for what? To just acquit him? For a headline?
Well, that's the thing, yeah, because it's what? It was an almost 3-hour deliberation, which is really short.
Deliberation? What's a deliberation? Were they deliberately?
No, deliberately acquitting him?
Deliberately acquitting.
That's what it, I mean, because people, even some of the senators were like, you know, kind of saying, yes, he was wrong for doing all this. Yes, he like, it looked like, and it seemed like he was the one kind of like, building and firing them up, these attackers and protesters, but he's not guilty of what he's being charged. And it's like, well, that's kind of what he's being charged for.
It's funny because he's not guilty.
So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's not guilty in court, but the public knows he's guilty, right?
Yes, it's like almost everybody's in agreement that's like, yeah, we see that he did something wrong. We understand, but
who's better, Trump or O.J. Simpson? Because O.J. Simpson is still on Twitter and Trump is not allowed on Twitter anymore.
Not allowed on Twitter, thankfully. I think Twitter was waiting for that, though.
If he had
it was
murdered,
like the
yeah.
day that he was no longer going to be president, we're like, we can finally take him off.
Yeah, if he had murdered his wife and son in a fit of rage on the way out, you know, they probably would have let him back on Twitter at the very least, I'm sure.
Jesus. That's a really weird parallel, but so yeah, that happened this week, and hopefully this would be the last time that he will kind of be in the mainstream, and I don't think so, because there's like, you know, talks about him doing his own network and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I really do hope that this is the last thing we have to hear about him, and we can just move on now with our lives.
Well, it's funny because we live in an age where you can just delete somebody. They just deleted him.
Yeah.
They just fucking deleted him.
Like the cancel culture, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I love to laugh about it and joke about it that like eventually we're just going to have to, like we're just going to be like, yes, please put the shackles on me. Please allow me. Oh, I want to use Google? Okay, yeah, give me 3 hours of, you know, your time or whatever. And things like that. Our tech overlords, as I believe it to be, right? But yeah, what's the next thing on the agenda for the topic list?
Well, breezing through that, the Aunt Jemima has now changed the brand has now changed their name to Pearl Milling Company. This past Tuesday, it was announced that they were going to change their name after this whole entire year, essentially, they were receiving, and I think it's been for longer, but it was just on mainstream more this year. Last year, because we're in 2021, for receiving backlash for having their photo based on a racial stereotype. And this is from the New York Post, so I'm going to quote it. The logo was originally inspired by the 19th century Mammy character, a black woman who was content to serve her white masters.
Jesus Christ.
Which is like, when I read it, this is the reason why I wanted to quote it, because when I read it, I was like, exactly what you just did. I was like, Jesus, that's a little too far.
Like,
I was
like, did they just come up horrible. With that on the spot or what? Or has that always been the story?
Apparently, that's what it was. That's what it was loosely based on or entirely based on. I'm not sure. I was not invited to the board meeting when they did this.
So what they're trying. I was going to say. So what they're trying to say is that we've all been inherently racist for eating those pancakes and that syrup.
So essentially, we've been I guess because we've bought it and like enjoyed it for the last how many, you know,
off the backs of
years it's been, right? It's we've kind of endorsed it, and we're like, we're okay with it. Which to me, when I see, I don't know about you, but when I see the Aunt Jemima syrup bottle and the box of the powder, I'm not like thinking racist stuff. I'm not, that's not where my mind goes.
She makes me feel like, oh, thank she's you. Taking care of me. Like you're feeding me like a mother, like a mother.
Oh, I guess that goes into the mammy thing, but I think of more like pancakes. You know, I think of like, this is kind of what, like what we grew up on.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with like the name or anything, but it does kind of make you feel like home, right? You see it, especially if you grew up on that stuff. But the other thing is this new name, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to repeat it one more time because I keep saying paper milling, but it's not.
It's paper milling.
Pearl Milling Company, which is, in my opinion, and they've also received
backlash
since Tuesday, backlash about just the name in general because it's so unappealing.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, how are you? You can't even say that with a straight face that you want to enjoy that product. Like, I can't wait to get home.
Yeah, if there is not a black woman's face on my pancake mix, I don't know. That's racist. Like, where's the diversity? You would think that they would flip it. They'd be like, no, she's actually like, she's not a mascot. She's kind of like the KFC guy, right? Like the fried chicken stereotype.
Oh,
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders?
Right? He's just like...
Well, they've done that. They've gotten into a whole different... direction with him lately.
Yeah, the Mario Lopez thing.
Really
that
weird.
Was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't understand why. Well, we do know why. Let's not play dumb. I mean, why don't they just put George Floyd's face on it or like Ruth Bader Ginsburg's face on it? Like anybody else's face. Like at least no, because then they'd be like, oh, well, we're profiting off their deaths. Well. Haven't they been doing that off?
But I mean, people do that
all the time.
I mean, that's like the number one thing people do.
Yeah. I mean, really, I don't really have too much to say on it. I mean, I'll be honest. I have not made myself pancakes. Have you made yourself pancakes? I have not. I've been living on my own for a minute now. I have not made myself pancakes. I've made myself I've made pancakes when I was living at my mom's, but not since I've moved out because I'm a bum. I don't know. I'm not. Is there a competitor? What's the competitor?
Betty Crocker? Buttersworth.
Which one?
Buttersworth, I think, is the name
Mexican
for it.
One? The Hispanic
No.
They use? Or am I tripping? The Bisquick?
You are.
The Bisquick?
Bisquick does have one. But I think it's. Am I typing it wrong?
Which one? Which one?
No, I thought it was Buttersworth.
Buttersworth.
It might not be.
No, I'm thinking of Betty Crocker. Right? She also... Is that a woman? Betty Crocker? I wouldn't be surprised if they just said Betty Crocker is transgender or something.
Like, you think all these things have like the agenda of...
They got to flip it somehow. Like how... Like... You think they're going to back down from the Aunt Jemima thing? Like you think that the backlash... has been
what do you mean?
Like, are they gonna go forward?
Well, I mean, that this is them backing down to that. I mean, people were complaining about it, people were saying that it was at a really like racial prejudice or the stereotype was way too heavy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, you know, and it comes now to like they were like, we have to change it because we don't want to lose that. Like, you know how companies do it all the time. I mean, even with the Black Lives Matter happened, like a lot of companies were even, I believe that companies supported that movement, but there was a lot of companies, in my opinion, that just said what they needed to say to make sure they didn't lose that demographic from their, you know, selling their products or their profits. So this was an answer to be like, we have to, in this day and age, we can't just get away with it anymore. We're going to have to change it. So they came up with this name and this, like the logo is like an old factory, like an old milling structure that they used back originally when they were making these
in the 1800s
these products. Yeah, so then they, you know, this was like, oh, this is for a new thing mm-hmm. to kind of withstand any kind of backlash that will come our way. This was made so that they can
avoid future yeah. fucking
correct
harassment,
any scrutiny that might come up their way. And
fucking pussies.
I mean, it's so transparent. That's the problem too. It's like in this day and age, is like we're also now stupid.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You did it, and we're just like, oh, okay. Now everybody kind of forgives you, and it's like, wait, like
companies, yeah.
People are not just gonna back down that quickly.
They do not care about us. People, remember that. Please remember that these large companies. When you see a commercial, like a quick example, Twitter earlier this morning, there was a tweet of a black family promoting the Ritz crackers, right?
Oh, I was like, the Ritz cartoon?
No, the Ritz called it. No, the Ritz crackers. And there was a small, like, I was just thinking to myself, like, oh, this is interesting. Like, Ritz, you know, is promoting this ad with a black family that looks very happy.
Mm.
And I'm like, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Not the family. I'm sure they care a lot. I'm saying Ritz does not give a fuck. Like, people have to understand that their companies are covering their asses because they have... You saw what happened with Robinhood, guys. How fucking quickly the people will turn against a company that is not going to... Their bullshit is not going to slide. Right? This has happened before. Right? With Pepsi, the whole thing with Kylie Jenner where she was, like, trying to hand them...
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's Pepsi, though. Pepsi's a giant. You can't crash Pepsi. What the fuck are you going to do? Stop drinking Pepsi? No, motherfuckers literally live to the age of 100 drinking nothing but Pepsi. Actually, there was this woman who lived to like 112 with Dr. Pepper. I could be wrong on her age, but she lived pretty far. Yeah, like people, you guys got to remember, like, they're not doing this in your best interest, even if the ad says... We care about you. They're doing this because they want you to buy their products.
I think when you get that big of a company, you just can't care about the individuals anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's all numbers at that point. It's like, and you can't please everyone, but you just try to come off like we care about everyone. Yeah. Where it's like, not really. You care about the numbers and stuff. And that's why I think it is important to like support smaller owned like businesses, because because they're so small and they don't have this huge audience or this huge profit or all these things that they have to worry about, they're able to actually care about individual communities.
Yeah,
because they're just not that big.
Yeah,
once you get that big, it's like we really don't, at that point you really don't care. You can't care about
you do your best to make sure the quality of your product is good, but for the most part, you know, it feels now more than ever like it just feels so disingenuous to me, right? That it would matter. Well, I mean, you would think that like that the brand Aunt Jemima would have been the least of people's worries, because now they've come for pancakes. You know what I mean? They've come for our fucking pancakes. What's next? Our condoms?
And that's crazy. That is crazy when you think of like, okay,
the Trojans killed the fucking Jesus.
We're worrying
right?
about this.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Uh huh.
The what? The Trojans? What?
I'm saying condoms. What, like, are they going to change the Trojan guy because the Romans or the Trojans killed Jesus or who? Matthew? Joseph? Mary, whoever the
just naming all you're diming all
the disciples, like whoever the fuck they murdered back in the day, like that's like a against Christianity.
Well, no, I mean you can go and tie if that's your view. I mean, there's a lot of other products that use mascots that are kind of like shady or a little bit suspect. But instead of worrying, like you're right, instead of coming for like pancakes and the pancakes mascot, we should be worried about more important world issues.
Yeah, like
if you want to make a difference,
like when the fuck,
that's where we should be making a difference, not making a difference towards a company that's just going to change its name but probably still make profit out of all of us.
Yeah, like when can I go back to a titty bar and have a fucking drink? You know what I'm saying? Nah, but seriously though, it's funny to me, you know what I mean, that it's gotten to this point. But really, those are my two cents on that, really.
Yeah, I thought it was I saw it and I was like, This is because they've been talking about it for a couple months too. It's not like it's new, but I really didn't think that they were gonna back down and be like, I thought they were just gonna be like this is what we do. And I think I was talking to Grinch about it, and he said the same thing about like Chick-fil-A and their views.
Interesting.
Right, because they have their views about the, you know, LGBT.
Oh, because they are a Christian organization, add a plus right? Now.
Yes. Then they have their views about that stuff, right? Yeah. Correct.
Gay marriage is
like no, I mean, they're not going to be brought down. Chick-fil-A is huge.
They're bigger than Jesus. Yeah, they're bigger than Jesus.
They might be. I don't know how many people are now following Jesus. But it's just like those kind of companies and those kind of organizations are really hard to just be like, to bring down easily. And I didn't think they were going to back down, but they were going to change their tune.
Yeah.
Which they did.
Yeah.
And people still don't.
Yeah, no, they're still receiving backlash. To me, it's so dumb. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, what bothers me the most is that there are going to be young people that are going to see this growing up, and they're not going to know, like, that it's just bullshit. Like, it's just bureaucracy of people, like, you know, trying to appease their brand and stuff like that. Like, to them, I don't think they'll realize that it's, I don't know, it'll just be remembered, like, for those who, like you and I and Grinch, we're gonna remember it as one of the dumbest things ever, right? Like,
yeah,
but
most likely.
But some kids are gonna be like no, this is the freaking, you know, right thing to do, because moving forward, no one will ever have to look at that box and think to themselves, you know, damn, I'm being oppressed. Like, a black woman on the cover of a magazine, you know, that's incredible. You know, you would think that, like, they're like, yes, this is what I want. Diversity, we got this going for us. I can grow up. I have a role model. Nobody wants to grow up to be Aunt Jemima, but, I mean, she makes really good pancakes.
Well, even the family was like, you know, they had, I think, brought a couple lawsuits to them.
The Jemima thing?
To the company. Yeah, but their issue was more of like, we just want recognition.
Oh, like, I remember.
If you're going to put somebody like that up there, then just have them, have them like be recognized.
Yeah, or do like a family
portrait. If you're going to use them.
Photoshop her in to the fucking.
Photoshop.
Yeah, like, they can do that. They could just have a little fucking.
I mean, with the technology now, you can do Photoshop
anybody. They could bring her back to life, actually. If you, right? They did that with Tupac. 3D
printer.
They did it with fucking
the holograms.
Yeah, they did it with one of the children that passed away during one of those mass shootings. They brought him back for a commercial. I don't know if you remember that, but I mean, fuck,
crazy.
At this point, might as well, you know, let's get her two cents on it. Maybe she's like, you know what the fuck, I want my face on it. I don't leave nothing to my kids.
That's the crazy part, is that you don't know if that's like, that was their decision, where it's like they were okay with it. They were like, yeah, I'm more than fine. I don't know. Obviously, times have changed, so feelings don't.
No hard feelings.
Well, I don't think. Yeah, I don't know if they would feel the same way, but just compared to the times then and the times now. But this is a good spot to kind of take a break and listen to
a quick advertisement. Little spiel
about our advertisement. And we'll be right back. Yes. All right, and we're back. So. As a kind of a little tribute, to make sure everybody knows that it's Valentine's Day, kind of our way of expressing our love for this holiday, if you will. I was reading. Well, actually, Grinch had brought up to me yesterday a story about a wife suing her husband's mistress for millions of dollars.
Is this the Dr. Dre thing?
No, actually it's not.
Okay.
But so that kind of got me like, it was a shock to me, because I was like, I didn't even know you could do that. So then I kind of like searched up like to try to find this story, but I couldn't find the one specifically he was talking about. But I did find that in March of 2010 in North Carolina, a woman sued her husband's mistress and won $9 million.
And where? Ohio? Where'd you say?
No, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And it's crazy because they did it under the common law of alienation of affection, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Well, all those Midwestern countries have some weird ass laws around marriage. Like you can still beat your wife, rape your kids.
Well, I don't know if that's, like that. I don't know if that's a law where it's like you can beat your wife, but, cause it was a law, I think in all jurisdictions, but then it was abolished. And the only states right now that have that, that are still like that accept these types of lawsuits are Hawaii, Illinois, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Dakota, and Utah.
Okay, if you notice right there, all those fucking states you mentioned, those are like the weirdos. Those are the ones that sit at the weirdo table. Those states?
Hawaii? People go to Hawaii to
literally just vacation.
To relax.
That's why if those people that go out to
Hawaii had a choice, I think they would live there.
Do you think so? I've never been to Hawaii, but it's an active volcano, right? I don't want to die.
Our friend just went to Hawaii, she's like, if they allow, especially when the pandemic still kind of
dies down.
Well, like still kind of unknown where we're gonna go. You know, we're saying that maybe by summer we'll kind of be going back to normal and stuff like that with the vaccines and everything. But we're still unsure.
No, that's funny you say that. Sorry to cut you off, but the joke now is that it's just California and like New York, like all the fucking 30 million.
Yeah, but that's because like California one has like what 40 million people in the state.
Now, I think.
No, I think people. I think
it dropped by like a couple million since everybody decided to leave.
And that would be fine. I think California would be almost as every other state if they had the same amount of people.
They should bring back that thing that the government was doing where they would ship the homeless people to the Midwest. They would give them a bus ticket and just ship them off. Like, can I donate to buy one of
the
bus
tickets?
But
the thing is that those aren't the people complaining.
Right, because they
you know what I'm saying? Those aren't the ones.
They have million dollar properties, technically speaking, if they live right on the sidewalk.
Well, not their property because
not
they can't do anything.
But on, it's a $1 million property.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, again, if the people that actually complain, because there's a whole bunch of people that live in California that just keep complaining about like California this, California that. And it's like there are other states that you can go to if you just don't agree with what the governor is doing and what the director of health is doing, then just go somewhere else.
I have to bring this up. I saw this video of a school meeting, like a school town hall meeting. And this, I believed he was a Hispanic man. I think a Mexican man, a father who was explaining to the crowd that his son was home crying because he was being picked on. I think because he was different. I don't know. Like, I think that's what he was trying to say. So the father is like getting really emotional, like in front of everybody. It's a group of white people in the room, right? I mean, there's like maybe I think I saw an Asian or two in there, but and you just hear somebody say, "Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?" And then all of a sudden you hear the whole room, like you hear the whole room kind of like react a split second later, and then you hear like a gasp, like you know those, right? Like a forced gasp. Right, there were people in the comments saying that, like, oh, nobody in there really gave a fuck. And the best comment was like, wait, we ain't all races in this room, you know? Because nobody reacted to him saying like, oh, just stay in. You should have stayed in Mexico. But it was really funny to me because whether he was being serious or not, that was really good comedic timing. I just had to say that. That was really funny.
Yeah, if you look at it from a
comedic standpoint, like
comic standpoint, yeah.
Bad for the kid, they're picking.
But it's like that. The other thing is like if he's not from Mexico or like if they were born here and stuff like that, that's completely racist.
That is offensive, yes, because if he's
and prejudice, that's like and that's such a dumb fucking like because it's just so fucking dumb.
People say go back to your country,
like yeah, because it's like. But you don't know where I'm from.
You don't know
like
where
if somebody
I'm from,
told
dog.
Me, go back to where you were born, that for me means go back to California. Like that's all that means to me. Like
I
you're
know,
not going to offend
where
me
you from?
If you say
Texas.
That.
Oh, no, where's your family from? Ohio. No, I meant like what's your ethnicity? Oh, I'm American. The fuck?
Yeah, it's like those things actually are true.
Yeah.
But we're veered off from.
Yeah, you were saying about the mistress that was sued for $9 million. Holy fuck. From North Carolina,
right? That's what. And it's crazy. Yeah, I thought it was. insane just because, so like when I was talking to Grinch about this, I was like, it's insane to go after, and maybe your perspective is different, but it's insane to go after the mistress, like the other woman or the other guy.
For $9 million? What in the fuck? She must have been rich.
Well, not for nine. Not, you take the money out of it, right?
Is she hot?
Just in general, because my opinion is that the person that's blamed is not the, not like the mistress or the other guy. It's the fucking husband. Or the wife. Like, it's the person that you're in a relationship who was unfaithful to you.
That's funny. Is she hot? How good looking is
she? No, this is like, we were talking about, I think when the wife sued, she was like 60 years old. And I think the mistress was like 54.
Yeah, well, 54 is the new 40.
It is not the new anything. It is the same age that it's been. I hate when people say that. The whole, this is the new 30, it's the new 20. No, no, no. You can't just change the years that you've been you've been alive.
But in this day and age, like that guy who tried to change his age to be younger because he wanted to date younger girls.
To identify as a... Yeah. And it's like, but there's a difference between like in your mind identifying, I guess, but... In reality, in the reality that we live in, which is we count the years that we're alive.
Yeah.
You can't just say that you went back to 14. Because you have not lived for 14 years. You've lived how many ever years? If you're 34, you're 34. You can't just be like, I'm 14 now. No. You can't erase the last 20 years.
You
can't go back,
but you definitely... No, well, anyway, I don't want to get too deep into that. But so this mistress woman, she... And so she... So the wife went after the mistress for $9 million.
Yeah. She sued her. I don't think they went specifically for that amount, but she definitely did sue her. And because the way the law works is that they sued the mistress because she's the one that came in and ruined the marriage, essentially. Because for this to work, it's like it has to be... So it's, you know... You allege and you sue the actions of a third party. So it would be the mistress or the other guy that deprived the married person, which would be the wife in this, of love and affection from his or her spouse.
Yeah. See, so like I see that as like petty.
That is petty. That's petty McGee.
Petty, man. Like, okay, yeah. I get it. You want payback and the woman is not playing the victim here. She's like, no, bitch. You fucked up our relationship. Had it not been for you, you know, everything would have been fine. Clearly not. See, I don't...
Right? Because, this is the crazy part. Is that... So, I'm going to give you all the facts. Okay, uh-huh. Which is just two things that I know. but, so, she understood. So, the wife who's suing understood that it was both their faults. It was both the husband and the mistress. Uh-huh. But she just sued the mistress because... she's the one that seduced a married man.
She seduced
him. And that she knew that she was married. Oh. And she ruined a 33-year marriage, right? But the husband, this is what the husband said. According to the husband, they've been having issues for a long time, throughout their whole entire marriage, essentially, including he's had multiple affairs during their marriage. And the first affair that he had was literally 2 years into their marriage.
Fuck. Look, okay, so this is just the first one that he got caught with is what happened.
I think that he was caught before, but they did because they even said like, no, we went through like marriage counseling three or four times and it just didn't take. So I think he was caught before, but this was like, she was like, I'm done because she like raised her kids. So she had to quit her job to be a stay at home mother. Yeah. And she's all like, I'm not like, I threw my whole, and it's essentially her life away. And she's like, I don't have options. Like if we get divorced, I don't have options to like, what, go get another job at 60 and stuff like that.
Never mind. I take back the petty thing.
I still think it's petty to go after. Because in my opinion, it should always go towards the man. Like in this case, it would have been the husband.
This is your misogynistic. Like,
he's a fucking, I'm not.
I mean, sorry. What's the opposite? It was the opposite.
I was about to say misogynistic.
You're I don't know what the fuck it's called. Whatever the opposite of misogyny is. Is there a way for women to be like misogynistic?
Equality. That's the only other thing.
Like the other way around?
Like,
But continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again.
No, yeah, but it's. I think it should have been the man. But since the law doesn't really work that way, you have to sue the third party. I get why she did it. And I mean, she got money out of it. Why not?
Bro, like, this fool... Yeah, man, like, if this fool really just took advantage of her, in my opinion, like, why, like, I mean, it's Valentine's Day, so, you know, without it being too fucking somber, like, just, it's so easy to, like, treat your woman right, you know, like, just do what's necessary. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to doing what's necessary, because, like, I'm not the best person to give advice on this, but, like, if she was willing to stick with him through those affairs, those mishaps, the marriage counseling, I don't know. Because one could argue that it's like, well, no, everybody would be on her side and say, well, she, you know, had to give up her life and for her compensation for, you know, $9 million seems good for a woman who got married young and like kids and all that spiel. Like we know that, like, you know, doing that shit at a young age, or whatever, if what is it, 33 year marriage?
33? Yeah, yeah, so she was like maybe like 26, 27 when she got married?
Yeah. Oh, 26, 27? Oh, shit. Fuck. That's kind of like the age we are. Fuck. Now that I think about it. Yeah, she wasted her life, dog. Like, no cap. I'm a bit of a...
Yeah, because, I mean, they had to be in a relationship prior to that. Yeah. I imagine that if, like, we do the regular...
Oh, that's true. If they were dating
period.
4, 6 years, maybe? 3?
Yeah, that's, like, early 20s.
Yeah, like, maybe she... Yeah, it makes sense, because, like, I don't... I'm a man of culture, but I grew up in the States. So, I think to myself, like, well, you know, I'd like to be with somebody for a long time and not fuck it up. But
do you think it's really hard not to fuck it up, though?
I think that it is super easy to fuck up. It's just a matter of like, you know, at what it's like other factors. Like, if we're talking about this realistically, like, what are the other factors? Like, are you got a good job? You got a good, are you good with, like, financially, really, I think is the biggest thing, where it's like, if you're not financially stable, you're gonna have issues, because from what I know is that women, statistically speaking, marry up, regardless of, like, and up, that could mean, like, let's say you're not that seven-figure salary dude, but you make a modest, you know, sub six figures, and you know, you work with your hands or something, or you work hard enough that there is some there's some momentum in your life, and your partner also kind of, like, you know, is also doing their own thing, and then at the same time you both can say, okay, we're both financially stable, that we can focus on other things, right? Because you can then focus on, like, how you treat each other, right? Because that's a big part about it, right? I'm sure the dude after 33 years clearly treated her like trash, because if he was just going off and having all these affairs, he was like, you know what? I'm in a situation where I'm with somebody, but I'm going to go, you know, do whatever I want. I think it's like in the jungle, right? When a gorilla is like trying to choose a mate, like he's got a main female and then like three other ones that roam and shit. You know, I'm not justifying that that's in his nature, but we see that happening outside of human society, where men and women can involve themselves in these polyamorous relationships, and that we know it doesn't work in the long run. In the short term, you know, you're having fun, but you know, you got to stop that. I mean, I'm saying that, but you know, I really wouldn't know yet. I'm not tied down or in a sense ready to settle, but yeah, I don't know. 33 years for $9 million, that sounds okay to me. I'd even go a little higher as to say, like, $9 million plus, like, you know, give me a car or something.
The money is great and stuff like that, but it just doesn't, I mean, in reality, it just doesn't buy your time back.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. It doesn't buy your time back. It's tragic. Yeah, I don't, I don't know. I'm a hater. You know, you look at a couple that have been dating for a long time and you're just like, the fuck? Like, bruh, you've been with the same person for like 30 years. You know what I mean? Like, even the hottest of people must get tired of each other.
So you're just like, that's stupid?
I don't really care. It's like, what the fuck ever. Like, when I cross that bridge, I'll get there. Because obviously, like, you know, you gotta treat yourself and you treat your girl or dude or.
I mean, this is the issue that I see with like marriage. When somebody asks me like, "Oh, do you want to get married?" and I was like, "This right here, this story is why I'm like, no, I don't want to get married."
Nah, marriage is not. Well, I don't want to talk about marriage, but it's just I don't know. I think I've come around to thinking to myself logically, like, you know, it'd be nice to take that step and in my mind say, like, this is not only a symbol, but like a step in the direction in which I choose to only be monogamous, right, with my partner, which is technically what marriage is. But obviously, you can be married.
Yeah, but it's crazy because if they weren't married, yeah. One, this she couldn't have sued for this. Yeah. Two, she might have been able to walk away way quicker. Like after the first affair, if you're not married, you don't have to worry about divorce. She could have walked away.
I think a lot of it has to do with finances. She might not have been in the right.
That's what I'm saying. Now. In divorce, finances. I mean, that's like the number one reason. I think it still is the number one reason why people get divorced. But it has a lot to do with also like people don't get divorced because they know they have to divide their assets. It's just a pain when it comes to
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that people are like, it's financially better for me just to stay in this relationship, even though it is slowly killing me or I'm unhappy and I hate this.
Yeah, divorce is for them white folks, bro. Like, they really do be getting married multiple times. Larry King, 8, 9 wives, right? Fucking the guy who owns.
I think it was like 7.
So yeah, it was like 7. It's like, I guess it's like fucking King Henry VIII started
it. But he's also in a financial spot where he's like.
Yeah, yeah, like, hey, ma, like, come through. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he was fine. But are you talking about average Joe? He's just not going to have enough to pay like, 3 different child women alimony. Shit. Like, in child support, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different ballgame. That's your whole entire
that's your year.
Profit. Anything that you're making, all your income is just going straight to somebody else.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if we become rich, maybe I'll think about maybe trying divorce out just for the fuck of it. See what the fuck that's all about.
I don't even know what rich is anymore.
I know, right?
Because you were like, oh, it's 6 figures sub. Like,
that's 6 figures, that's 100K.
I was like, is that not good? Because I was like, 6 figures is like
150.
You're doing well for yourself.
I said sub 6 figures, so anywhere like right under 100K, which is anywhere between like 75 to 100.
Oh, so not 6 figures.
No, yeah, I said sub 6 figures. My bad. Yeah, that's what I said. But yeah, not exactly 6 figures.
Yeah, I was like, 6 figures. You're doing quite all right.
Right. Yeah, I said 7.
You're gonna do fine.
Because I recently became a venture capitalist and I started a hedge fund. So, you know, I have to kind of, you know, I'm totally like zoned in to like all this business stuff. Like, it's just really, really like, it's just taken over my life that I have to sort of like put everything else to the side and focus on the business end of the hedge fund and the venture capitalist stuff. Like, people give me money and then I flip that money by giving it to somebody else, and then they promise to pay me back, right? That's, I think,
you're really committed to this life, aren't you?
I mean, what are you gonna do? That's what happens when you make money, you become obnoxious. this story to me doesn't seem too crazy, because it would have been crazy if it had happened like on Valentine's Day or something, where like they like, I don't know, like found a way to like make it seem like it was you know how like people break up on Valentine's Day and shit, you know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah, no, I know
people. Yeah, like that thing where people do happen. Like, people do things like, there was this, I saw this fucking picture. It was a Ralph's, you know, the beer section. Somebody had left a teddy bear and flowers. And somebody wrote in the text of the photo, I hope you good, bro. I hope everything is okay, fam. Because I could just imagine he was on his phone and he probably found out his girl was cheating on him. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to leave this here and dip. That's just how I played it out in my head, like the scenario.
Huh.
Yeah. Do you have any Valentine's stories, like personally?
No, I was thinking back on it and I think I've only been either in a relationship or talking to someone maybe twice in my life during Valentine's Day. This period of time has never been one that I'm like, yeah, I want to date. So it's just because of the overhypeness of this like day. It's like, it's just a regular day. And I see people go all out on Valentine's Day. And it's like, so you guys don't do this on a like
regular basis,
taking somebody out to dinner or buying them something is not a regular basis thing. Then it's like, that's okay. like that to me is not anything special, but maybe I'm just cynical towards the
that's
holiday,
funny because my girl would be fucking upset. She'd be like, oh yeah, so like you're just not gonna do it on Valentine's Day because that's like the one day like you can't miss. Like there's no excuse to miss Valentine's Day. Like you can miss every other day of the year but Valentine's Day, right? Like she'd,
which to me is a terrible way to look at that.
Which in my opinion I think it'd be like you'd be the bad guy because you're just like, oh yeah, I don't get you anything throughout the year, and then the one time that you could even show a glimpse of like, you know, fucking that I love you is like Valentine's Day, right? I hate when you see these photos.
Yes, that's insane. Like you're telling me throughout the whole year you're not like that person doesn't care or doesn't do anything special, but that day they do, so they're okay. And it's like you're fine with one day out of 365.
That's real love.
That's crazy to me. That is like insane. Which, that you're okay with that.
No, because you would think that like I feel like you would find that girl who is like, yeah, no, I'm not into that stuff or whatever, you know? But then Valentine's Day comes around and then she's like, so like, you're going to just like pretend like it's not Valentine's Day. Like you don't do anything for me all year and you're just going to pretend it's not Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Like that's how I feel like you'd find a woman who is like, yeah, you tell her like, yeah, I'm not really into the holiday stuff. And then Valentine's Day comes around. And then she's like expecting you to do something because it's like the opposite of what you do. You know what I mean? Because women never tell you what they want.
You think that's for me or just in general?
For you, I was just thinking like, oh, that's...
Oh, now, unfortunately, I know how I am. And I always do something. Those two times, at least, I've been in a relationship during Valentine's. I've always done something. Because even though I don't care about it, and they may say they might not care about it either. Yeah. It's like...
They're lying. Women are liars.
Oh, fuck. I was like, yeah,
women are liars.
I think everybody's
except,
a liar.
But except believe all women. Yes.
Believe all women, but they're all liars.
Believe all women, but they're all liars.
That is a perfect, perfect message for this episode.
Yeah. Perfect. No, I was just quickly trying to think of any Valentine stories that I have, but I was too young to like really. I just don't. It's more. It seems like more of a special thing for adults. You know what I mean? Like if you're
as a kid you really can't do it like because I'm pretty sure and I actually erased the I did not include that within my like high school middle school age just because I'm like what can you really do at that age?
Yeah like I was a horny little kid but I was you know not really thinking about like oh my god Valentine's Day is like the one day I'm gonna make out with a girl or some shit, you know what I mean? Or like, oh, let me ask, like, will you be my Valentine or something? Like, I miss that I would go to class and there would be candy. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I genuinely miss it. I'm just saying like there was like a level of like, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day. They're going to bring.
And there was always those people that did take it, like they would pass out candy. Like they would have something for everyone. They'd be like, oh, here you go. Like the little Valentine's, you remember the little cards.
Everybody would write a card to each candy. Other. And you remember how.
Yeah.
Like you would just expect the big couples in school to come with like the bears, the balloons,
oh,
the
balloons flowers, and all that crap. Yeah.
Like, oh, let me make this entrance. Let me make this grand entrance. Like what?
Low key, that's why I've always hated like going to school for my, not that I ever had any friends like that, but going like to school for like on my birthday or anything or any event. Like I always hated getting like balloons or anything. Thankfully, I think I never did. I can't remember. But it's like, because when they give it to you, you have to carry around all day. So you have to walk around campus, go into every class you have with these huge fucking balloons.
Yeah, you don't want to just leave them in a classroom because you want to show them off.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
So imagine you get your girl all this stuff. That's what I would do. I would give it to them at the beginning of the day because I'm like, I'm not carrying it. So here's all this stuff for you. And they have to carry around.
Like, hey, babe, meet me up at the lunch area, the cafeteria, or that spot where we make out at. Like, come through. Let me. I got you something. You know what I'm saying? That's so funny, man. Fuck. I don't remember the last time the one time I went ice skating once for Valentine's Day, I think.
Ice skating?
Or am I... It's because, you know how... Well, it doesn't snow in California.
Yeah, the only place that... You know the one where the Pacific Theater's at?
Right
that
there,
area?
Right there, that's where I went.
Remember, they used to have the ice... Okay.
But yeah, I'm tripping out. I'm thinking of the Christmas time when I went.
Yeah, I was like, they don't really have that during...
Yeah, so I don't really have anything crazy. Maybe as we get older and like in a couple years when we, you know...
At this point, I'd be too old to do anything crazy. Just because in my mind, I'm like, I would like to just... Like a perfect day for that would just like literally be going to dinner.
Yeah, or without a mask. Do something that'd be like the small. Craziest thing you could do.
That would be godsend. If I could do anything without a mask, that'd be great.
That's like... That's so fun.
That's a perfect Valentine's Day for me.
True.
Go somewhere without a mask. I'd be happy.
Yeah, and I've been... Like not to burn ourselves out, but like I've been wanting to have like a party or something. Like where it's just a group of people that we know. It's so annoying that we just can't.
Yeah, not yet. Until we get some kind of
to the vaccine.
Some kind of guidance. Some kind of like where we're going, but that's a good place to stop. Unless you had anything else.
No, well, I just want to say that I do appreciate everybody who tunes in. And for those of you who make it this far, actually, because we really do care a lot about the people who tune in, and we want to bring you more content, right?
We got a lot going on. Not only obviously the RDG show that's going to be coming out every Monday, but we also have the new podcast, which actually I'm very excited to see how it goes and to listen to it myself, since I'm not going to be on it, Thinking Out Loud on Wednesday with David and Nick.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Thinking Out Loud. I actually like it. Also, we're going to be streaming throughout the week. So get you guys some of that. You guys will see me fail on Call of Duty and play some Destiny. But, you know, once I'm probably going to get more people on it, not only whenever David streams, I'll try to host it on that channel so that you guys go see it. And you guys can see it both on YouTube and Twitch. Mm-hmm. Just go to the RDG_games on Twitch. And also, we have, you know, should already have came out by the time you guys see this, but we have the reaction to the
trailer,
Justice League trailer that just came out.
Yeah, we'll try to... The reactionary stuff we want to put out like soon as we react to it.
Soon as it comes out, soon as we do it.
And then our scheduled programs will still be Monday, Wednesday, and then those off days we will supplement it with a bit of a stream, video game stream.
Yeah.
I do want to remind everybody that I am on Twitter, and we do have a Twitter account, not very many followers. But if you do just want to like keep up with us, or if like you need a quick up, we usually update it there, or I will update it on mine, which is where I have been promoting most of our videos. So please go ahead and follow me on Twitter if you'd like to keep up with the show and any future things that we might be bringing to you, right? Because I did.
That's at the real David
Juarez. Yes,
Juarez, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I And so yeah, we'll be doing that, and you know, yeah. Anything else, Rick, that I missed?
No. So you know, don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss on any of our content that's upcoming. And thank you for listening also on the audio platforms.
Oh right, yes.
But if you do want to see our faces and reactions, especially the other stuff like our reaction videos, then, you know, go watch us on YouTube.
I just wanted to say, please like let us know like what you're disliking or liking about the show, because we'd like to
let us know if you want us to talk about something specifically.
Yeah, we would really like to tailor it more towards you guys, just so that we can get a better grasp about, like, you know, what you guys are really into. And again, Twitter would be one of the best places for you guys to do it. Commenting, liking and disliking really goes to show that, you know, you guys aren't just listening but engaging, right? Because we'd like for you guys to engage with us and for us to engage with you. Thank you from me.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.